And John S. Doyle is here with what it says in the papers.
Housing is the main story for two papers, following a report from the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland. The Society examined the affordability of new suburban homes in Cork, Galway, Meath, Kildare and Wicklow. What the Irish Examiner takes from it is that the dream of owning a standard three-bedroom home in Ireland is moving further out of reach of the average Irish couple. The Irish Independent says that a couple on a good income are still left nearly €80,000 short when trying to buy a new home in some counties outside Dublin. The Irish Times looks abroad for its lead story. Derek Scally writes that the European Union Special Representative for Human Rights, in a report yet to be published, has reminded member states that they are forbidden from exporting equipment and arms to countries where there is what he called a clear risk they will be used to commit violations of human rights and humanitarian law. The report says that according to monitoring by the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, there has been extensive disregard for international human rights by all parties in the Israel-Hamas conflict, Scally writes. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the plan announced by the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, for pharmacies to provide prescriptions for certain medicines to reduce pressure on GPs. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that a 40-year-old Irishman is in custody after police in Peru seized 55 kilos of cocaine to be trafficked to Europe. There is still much looking back in the papers at the Olympics. Daniel Wiffen's triumphant return to his hometown of Mahoralyn and its local hall with his gold and bronze medals is widely reported. "I don't think I've seen so many people at St. Patrick's since my first communion all those years back. It's really amazing," he said, quoted in The Independent. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror have a glossy A2 size poster of what they call, in all fairness, Ireland's greatest ever Olympic team. But there is also much looking ahead to the Dublin Horse Show, which opens today, the Electric Picnic Music Festival, which takes place this weekend, and the Rose of Tralee Festival, which also starts on Friday. In the Times, Ronan McGreevy writes that a small brewery, Ballykilcavan, which is situated just outside Strathbally, where the Electric Picnic takes place, has questioned the festival's sustainability, given that neither it nor any other craft brewery or distillery can sell their drinks on site. Instead, a Dutch multinational has a monopoly on alcohol served at the picnic. The festival's promoter, Melvin Benn, is quoted as saying, "I don't like the beer. Does that ever occur to anybody?" The Examiner's front page picture by Dominic Walsh is of eight contestants for the title of Rose of Tralee, discarding their shoes at Airfield in Dublin, where they met the hosts of the show. One of those hosts, Dahi O'Shea, makes the Irish Sun's lead story for having expressed support for his pal Gráinne Shoiga, who, the paper earlier reported, is in talks to run for Fianna Fáil in Galway West in the next election. "No better woman," O'Shea told the paper.
John S. Doyle.